Good morning. It's Monday, the 30th of December in the year of our Lord 2024. I'm Ivan Philby, and this is your wake-up call. So let's begin with our developing prayer of consecration. Remember, we're adding a few lines to help us to seek the Lord, that he would speak to us, he would give us prophetic insight, help us to see, help us to feel. So let's get ready for the prayer of consecration. Wake up, sleeper, and rise from the dead, and Christ will shine on you. Jesus, I belong to you. I lift up my heart to you. Help me to eagerly desire spiritual gifts, especially the gift of prophecy. I set my mind on you. Help me to discern your thoughts. I fix my eyes on you. Help me to see more than I can see. I offer my body to you as a living sacrifice. Jesus, we belong to you. Praying in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Now, today's scripture comes from Matthew chapter 2, verses 7 through 12. Then Herod called the Magi secretly and found out from them the exact time the star had appeared. He sent them to Bethlehem and said, "Go search carefully for the child. As soon as you find him, report to me so that I may go worship him." After they heard the king, they went on their way, and the star they had seen when it rose went ahead of them until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they were overjoyed. On coming to the house, they saw the child with his mother Mary, and they bowed down and worshipped him. Then they opened their treasures and presented him with gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to go back to Herod, they returned to their country by another route. Now consider this. Let's begin with another question. What did the Magi feel when they met Herod or bowed down to worship Jesus for the first time? Now, I'm not talking about whether they were happy or sad, but what they felt in their bodies. Were they peaceful or disturbed? Did they tremble? What happened to their heart rate? Were they sweaty? Were they agitated? What was going on with their bodies? Now, I know this is an odd set of questions, but let me explain why I think they're important. I never used to think my body had any part to play in relation to my spiritual life. Now, I thought a lot about my soul and my spirit, but never much about my body. When it came to holy things, I'd been taught that at best, my body was some kind of container to house my spirit, and at worst, it was evil. So it never dawned on me that my body could have any role in playing to discern spiritual things. Well, it turned out I was wrong. So let me take you on my journey of discovery. Now, I lived in Dublin, Ireland for 16 years. That's where I met Kathy and both my kids, Sam and Katie, were born. I was an elder in our church and I was a regular preacher. And then one Sunday morning, just before I was due to preach, I had this mental picture of someone there that had a rash covering a good part of her body. I didn't know if it was a man or a woman, but it turned out to be this young woman who responded. She was in her early 20s, and I prayed for her for healing, and then just asked her, would she go to the women's restroom just to check her body to see had anything happened? You know, that's what we're meant to do when we pray. We pray because we think something's going to happen, and then we check it out so we can adjust our prayer to see if we can get the job done. We can't always do it, but that's how we learn. So anyhow, she went to the woman's restroom, and a couple of minutes later, she skipped back into church with this huge grin on her face, and we just testified that the whole rash had disappeared from her body, and it was just wonderful. I mean, this is Jesus at work, folks. This is what Jesus does. Well, while she was telling the congregation of her experience when she was giving a testimony, I noticed there was this unusual tingling right at the top of my legs, but I didn't think more about it. I knew it wasn't a word of knowledge. Sometimes when God gives us words of knowledge for healing, sometimes we can feel someone's pain in our body as a way to indicate that God wants to heal someone with a pain just like that. We can describe it and it helps the person to respond. But it wasn't like that. It was a feeling I'd just not had before, but I had no idea how to make sense of that. Well, a week or so later, another person was healed. And again, I noticed that feeling in the top of my legs. And so now I'd felt it twice, and both times it was when the Lord had healed someone. And so I started to wonder if I'd feel it again. And it was a few weeks later, I was about to minister. And before I'd prayed for her, I'd started to get this feeling in my legs again. And so I wondered, did the Lord want to heal someone? And so I invited anyone that wanted prayer for healing to stand, and the people, the church members around them prayed for them. And yes, some people were healed. And so from that time, every time I felt that unusual tingling at the top of my legs, I expected God to heal people. And that's what happened. Now, however, just as suddenly as that tingling started, a few months later, it stopped, and I've never felt it again. I don't know why it started or why it finished. I kind of feel probably my body was able to detect just this anointing for healing. And my mind certainly couldn't, but my body was able to detect it. So after that experience, I began to pay more attention to what was happening in my body. I noticed that when the Holy Spirit started to move powerfully in a meeting, my body would tremble. It was like a leaf shaking gently in the wind. Then the more I paid attention, the more I observed. I noticed, for example, the first part of my body to respond to the presence of the Holy Spirit moving in a church or a conference or a meeting was that my stomach muscles would spontaneously contract. There wasn't something I was trying to do. They would just contract. And that still happens today. It's like I've learned that when my stomach muscles unexpectedly contract, I go, hey, up, the Lord is starting to work. The Holy Spirit is beginning to move, and he's inviting me to pay attention so that I can follow along with what he is doing. Now, as I search the scriptures, I discover it's not uncommon for people to have bodily reactions when they encounter Jesus. But it's interesting, the unborn John the Baptist leapt in Elizabeth's womb, his mum's womb, when he first encountered the unborn Jesus who was in Mary's womb. We see that in Luke 1, verse 41. The guards who came to arrest Jesus in the garden fell backwards when Jesus declared his divinity and said, I am he. See that in John 18 in verse 5. And then when John first saw Jesus in John's revelation, he fell at Jesus' feet as though dead. That's Revelation 1 and 17. So I've also learned that my body can sometimes detect evil. Now, I've always loved books. So when I lived in Dublin, worked at Trinity College Dublin, I used to walk to a Christian bookstore. And I enjoyed the walk, but there was one part of the route that I regularly took that when I walked down this short part of a street, I would feel my heart would start to race. I'd become sweaty. I'd become agitated. I just didn't feel right. And then I'd turn the corner and I just felt normal again. And I had no explanation for what I felt. I didn't really reflect upon it, but I just kind of knew something was not quite right. Well, 20 years later, I was ministering in Hong Kong. It was an amazing church. It was actually a church that was on, I don't know, the 12th or 15th floor of a big tower building. I'd never been to a church up a tower building, but it was an amazing godly church. During the time of ministry, this young couple came forward, and the husband, who had better English, explained that his new bride was struggling from a spiritual attack. Now, I didn't know what that attack was. But while he was talking, I started to feel the same type of experience I'd had in Dublin. I felt cold and sweaty and agitated for no reason. And then suddenly the woman's face contorted I kid you not, she starts to spit at me and hiss at me. And she looked at me with what I can only describe as pure hatred. And so it's clear she was under some demonic attack. And so we had to bind the evil spirit and we led her to freedom. And I have to tell you, the husband was overjoyed when his beautiful new bride's face returned to normal. And then she began to testify to her new sense of freedom. I don't know what she said. She was speaking in Cantonese and I was busy ministering to someone else. So no one thought to translate for me. But she glowed. So I could now connect my bodily experience that I felt in Dublin and felt again in New York with demonic activity. Now, it's interesting. Earlier this year, I was at a conference in England. I live in Northern Ireland, so I flew over to England. And the conference organizers had asked me to join their pre-conference intercession team. Well, as I walked around the building, I sensed that the spiritual atmosphere on one side was very different to the other. One side of the church just felt different spiritually to the other side. On one side, I felt peaceful and joyful. And on the other, I experienced the same type of unease that I'd felt both in Dublin and Hong Kong. I asked the conference organizers what was going on different sides of the church. What was outside the building on the side I felt peaceful, and what was outside the building on the side I felt agitated? And on the side I felt agitated, where I felt uncomfortable and just not right when I was walking around the church. Well, just outside the walls of the church is part of the city's red light district. So again, my body was sensing the presence of evil spirit at work, and my mind had to catch up. So now let's return to the Magi. Now, I'd love to know what they felt when they first entered Herod's presence, or when they first came and met Jesus. Now, my best guess is when they met Herod, they would have felt uncomfortable. Now, I don't mean nervous, as we all might be nervous when we meet someone famous or powerful. Now, I think they probably experienced something similar to my experience in Dublin or in Hong Kong or in England. I think their bodies would have sensed evil. And when they met Jesus and when they bowed down to worship, well, I don't know what they would have felt, but I imagined that while their minds could not have grasped that they were in the presence of the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, I like to think their hearts might have jumped a little, just like the pre-born John the Baptist jumped when he first encountered the pre-born Jesus when Jesus was in Mary's womb. Now, I'd love to know what you think. Think about it and maybe put some comments in the Facebook group. Just think about it and think about the questions as we get to those. But let's just begin with this simple prayer. It's short. Prayers don't have to be long to be powerful. This is a short prayer. It's 1, 2, 3, 4, was it 6 words maybe? So let's pray this with me. Lord, help me to sense your presence. Amen. Amen. So the questions. I want you to put yourself in the scene where the Magi first met Herod and when they first worshipped Jesus. If you were one of those Magi, what do you think you would have felt? What do you think you would have felt in your body? And have you ever noticed anything happening in your body during times of worship? If so, what have you experienced? And how might God have been trying to tell you, or what might God have been trying to tell you through these experiences? For The Awakening, I'm Ivan Filby. I'll see you tomorrow when we're going to take this year home and finish strong. Lord bless you now. Amen.
We hope that today's entry challenged and encouraged you. And thanks for listening to The Wake Up Call, powered by Seedbed. Be sure to share this with a friend, leave us a rating, and subscribe wherever you prefer to listen to podcasts. Find out more and join the movement by visiting our website at seedbed.com/wakeupcall.